You know, when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. That's it. That's what music is, enough to get space aliens dancing in their spacecraft. That's why the music is so spacey. You know, written and made especially for spacecraft creatures, humanoids, or Galactic Federation of Light People. I hear they have legs and arms like us. Hey, I hear they're humanoid. I hear they like us. I hear they're our friends, our brothers and sisters from the cosmos, and they're here to rescue us from the dark forces on planet Earth. And believe me, we have so many dark forces here on Earth, we need to be rescued. But let's just flip the switch here and go to something positive. The most important thing happening tonight is actually the mass global mass meditation happening 40 minutes after this show. That's right. When this show ends, 40 minutes later, set your clocks. I'm asking everybody to participate in this global mass meditation. This is set up by our Galactic Federation friends out there in the cosmos who are engaged in rescuing us from the dark forces. They're also engaged in bringing more light and love into our planet, into our Mother Earth. And this mass meditation is the third one in a row where we build on the amount of love and good vibrations that can be brought into our Mother Earth, and she'll shine it back on upon us. Yeah, this is reality I'm talking about. The age of Aquarius is upon us, and this is one of the starting points, this mass meditation tonight. You know, today is the solstice day, beginning of the summer solstice. It happened at 6:53 p.m. on the eastern coast here of the United States. You can figure out what time that was in your time zone. But so the summer solstice has already happened. But in 40 minutes after this show, you know, hey, set your clocks and participate. I'll tell you a little more about it later, how you can find out what to do. Near the end of the show, I'll tell you exactly who to click into to find out what to do if you don't know what to do. Because we all want to focus on the same thing, bringing the light into planet Earth. Because the powerful light from the center of the universe is so powerful, it can dissipate the darkness, eliminate the dark forces, shine the light on the darkness, and it disappears. A little common sense there, but that's how it works on a grand scale. You know, back in January, the first meditation achieved its results. They were just looking to get 144,000 participants. You ever hear that number before, 144,000? Yeah, it's prominent in the Bible. It talks about the 144,000. Well, hey, the next one, a couple of months later, well, hey, it took in over 1 million people on Earth. Of course, this is an insignificant number amid the total population, but you don't need that big of a percentage of the whole lot to get the wheels in motion and bringing in the light. Now, we're going to even increase that number in this mass meditation, and that's why that is the most important thing happening right now. And I'll talk about it more later. Meanwhile, let me just give a little brief of what happened today on the news, in case you haven't heard. Yeah, there were three knife killings in Reading, in the United Kingdom, in Reading, England. That's right. Those fanatical people over there, I can just guess what group the knife stabber was from. I'm not going to get into it, but if you follow what's going over on in England, I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. But on the good side, there was no trouble in Oklahoma at President Trump's rally. How about that? just goes to prove if you plan your event properly and you have a sufficient police protection force to see that no one gets out of line, no one does get out of line. The fact that people are getting away with pulling down statues around the world like a bunch of morons and animals and savages, they're really peaceful marchers. But that exists because these events are allowed to happen and they're not properly policed. You need more police, you towns that are allowing this to happen. And why aren't you guarding all the monuments now? How many monuments have had to be pulled down because local authorities were not paying attention to the radicalization of the protesters and the bad forces that are hiding in among them, that whose only goal is to create violence and create anarchy and create chaos and do nothing but bad things? These people are a disgrace. I can't even call them people. They're savages. You people that are tearing down statues and breaking windows and looting stores, you're nothing but trash. That's it. You don't have any justification for any of that. You're nothing but a bunch of dirt bags. You're lower than dirt bags. You're lower than trash. You're not even human beings, you know? So stop infiltrating these peaceful protests and get the hell out of our country. Go back to some place where they love violence, because we don't love violence here in America, let me tell you. And why isn't anybody else in the public telling these people what kinds of dirtbag trash they are? They're not even human beings anymore, with the intent of going out there and causing chaos and anarchy just for their personal pleasure or because they're paid assassins. You know, what can we compare them? They're very close to paid assassins. You know, we all know they're getting paid by people like Soros and other unscrupulous people on the dark, in with the dark forces of this world. So yeah, they're getting paid to go out there and cause chaos. Well, that makes them just as bad as paid assassins. You know, have they no shame? Obviously not. But you people who have towns, mayors of towns, and you need to have proper policing for these events, because these people are hell-bent on destroying your town and wrecking anything just for the sake of amusement or personal looting. You know, there has to be an end to this stuff. There has to be an end to gang violence. There has to be an end to all this crap. And the time to do it is now. You know, if there's anybody who's a mayor of any city listening to my voice now, get your get your ass in gear and prepare for the next event in your town and see to it that you're ready to catch these criminals and dirty bastard savages in the act. And you have a right to do that and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, you know? And they're using these protests to cause all kinds of anarchy. And you, the mayor of Seattle, boy, you better call for help, because obviously you don't know what the hell to do. I hear someone got killed in your town the other day in that so-called no police zone. And the police departments, all the laws got to be changed. You know, you have 2 months of leniency to basically kill people and get away with it. And that's what everyone's complaining about. Hey, it's real simple. Just change all the damn laws to the liking of the local community, and then the police and local community will get along fine. It's that friggin' easy. Is everybody brain dead? Am I the only one who can figure that out? You know? I mean, I could just list the laws and I'll tell you, get rid of that one, get rid of that one, get rid of that one, and change the behavior regarding interactions between the police and the local neighborhood and make sure it's to their liking. Once you solve that, you've solved all the problems. Really? And everybody will get along and we'll all be happy people. It's not that difficult. Is everybody brain dead? Apparently they are. Let me tell you. Well, anyhow, so much for that. What can we say? BLM, what does that stand for? What is white? What does WLM stand for? White Lives Matter. Oh, we can start a whole chain of these things. In fact, we should, just to let everybody know, like, you know, hey, you don't have the market on this, BLM. You know, we could have FLM, Frog Lives Matters. We could have CLM, Cat Lives Matter. And, oh, let's not forget Dog Lives Matter. Sure, horses' lives matter, you know? I mean, really, we can go on and on with that. Birds' lives matter, that we can steal the BLM from them, and we'll call it Birds' Lives Matters, that's right. And we can play this on and on and on. We can go ZLM, Zebra's Lives Matters. That's right, the Zebra's Lives Matters too, hey. And how about GLM, Giraffe's Lives Matters? You know, we can go on and on with this. I mean, you know, hey, why should BLM have the whole monopoly to themselves? No, we all need to get in the act and create a Lives Matter thing for the group that we prefer most. Of course, those of us with real common sense know that all lives matter, but BLM doesn't want to hear that. No, they want to be king of the hill and monopolize the whole damn thing. Well, that's being racist. How about that? If you don't like what I said, that's too bad, you know? But I'm going to speak the truth, and if you can't handle it, that's just too damn bad, you know? But anyhow, let's just move on to something nice, you know? Hey, somebody passed a word along to me. Somebody named Dougie is looking to hear information about somebody called Epstein, somebody called Obama, oh my God, and somebody called Gates. Well, if you really want to hear things about that, you know, this is a call-in radio show. Number's 888-627-6008. You know, you got to call in. You want to hear about things specifically like that. Otherwise, I'm just going to talk about what I want. I mean, first of all, basically, I don't talk about Obama. Too negative. I don't even want to go there. And somebody Epstein's supposed to be dead already. I don't want to talk about all the negative things he's involved in. You can get plenty of that gossip on Twitter or Facebook. Gates, I will talk about, but if you want to hear about those other guys, really, Dougie, you need to call in. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. So, yeah, Gates, oh, my God, what a pathetic human being he is. I don't know if he's even human. He could have cloned himself already. Transhumanism, you know, in case you haven't heard about it yet. Does everybody know what transhumanism is? Well, my understanding is that you kind of like clone yourself and then you grow a clone body in a test tube or something. And then you transfer your mind into that clone. And, you kind of cheat normal death that way. You know, I don't know. He isn't looking too bad good. The latest pictures we've seen of Gates, I don't think he's done that yet, but he is sure hell-bent on killing as many people as he can with his poison vaccines. And he's been planning this for a long time. Come on, they've already got wise to him when he was killing people in Africa with the vaccines, and the people over there began telling each other, yeah, don't take these vaccines because they're deadly. And sure, of course they're deadly, especially with a psychopath like Gates who wants to, we know his intentions are to kill up as many people. And same with the New World Order. That's one of their agendas, in case you're not aware about it. Hey, look up the thing, the Georgia Stones. They're still down there in Georgia. Now, there's a monument that should be torn down. Put up there by the evil world, the evil globalists, the New World Order, and whatever you want to call them, Illuminati, they're all part of the New World Order. Jesuits, yeah, they're part of the New World Order, too. a hierarchy of the Masonic group. They're part of the New World Order. And so many people, Hollywood's part of the New World Order, and Gates is part of the New World Order. They want to get rid of 95% of the population. It's there. It's carved out in stone on the Georgia Stones. I mean, you know, investigate it for yourself. Hey, so, you know, they're doing it slowly with all these other things, too. They're doing it slowly with the chemtrails. They're doing it slowly with the 5G. In fact, the 5G is connected to the coronavirus or the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, the C virus. Bill Gates owns a patent for that. Isn't that convenient? I'm telling you. Hey, let's connect the dots a little further here. You know, it's known that Bill Gates lives in right outside Seattle, and it just so happens that the first recognized case of coronavirus was in Seattle, Washington. And he only lives 20 miles, or less than 20 miles from Seattle, so I don't know. He could have drove by in the car one afternoon and just dumped the coronavirus all over the streets, and eventually somebody was going to pick it up and catch it. I wouldn't put it past a psychopath like that, or his wife. She would have volunteered to do it, too. You ever see a picture of her? Anybody who wears a cross necklace around their neck where the cross is upside down, that tells you they're satanic. Only a Satan worshiper would do something like that. Just like they love to turn the five-pointed star upside down, too. You know, you see somebody with a star turned upside down like that, they are Satanists. They worship the devil or the dark side, whatever you want to call it. Devil is just one creature. It's part of the dark side. It's not, you know, it's not everything. There's so many demons out there, they're uncountable. And unfortunately, most of them are here on Earth. That's what makes our lives so difficult. And Gates is trying to make our lives more difficult. And of course, that's the plan. Look at that. Everyone's in on it now. Your government, you know, you used to think government was there to serve you. They're serving the New World Order now. Just like the police departments, you know, they say on their patrol cars it says protect and serve, but nobody ever bothers to ask the question, well, who are you protecting and serving? Well, it's not you, the citizens. They're protecting and serving the elite, you know? They are nothing but pawns in the chain of command system that are used and abused by the elite. And, of course, there's some bad apples that go off on their own agendas in the police department. And occasionally the police do good things when the opportunity arises, but they're too busy serving the elite. Let's face it, you know, this show is about talking the real conversation here. You know, come on. You know, I've seen what the police are doing my whole life. You know, I live next door to a policeman, you know, and I know what the hell's going on. And first of all, most of the time the police spend, local police, they're doing revenue gathering for the local municipality. They're out there harassing motorists, victimizing motorists. You know, we have that term, the Division of Motor Vehicles in America here, DMV. Well, DMV really stands for the Division of Motorist Victimization. That's another thing that has to be brought to an end. And I hope during the crisis of all this protesting that finally gets addressed. Hey, I've asked to be part of the conversation, I mean, you know, nobody's responding. You know, people that are so-called out there to help the black community, like the National Action Society. I talked to them last week, left a message, hey, call me back. Let's start demanding what laws need to be changed. They don't obviously know, you know. Reverend Al Sharpton, he's out there grandstanding at the protests, you know. But meanwhile, he has no real suggestions about how to solve any of this thing. I met the guy, yeah. Not a bad person, but he doesn't have any suggestions. He's more interested in grandstanding and collecting money for his speaking fees and stuff like that. So That was, half a week ago. They haven't called me back. I don't expect them to call me back, really, because, you know, they're a self-serving organization. I don't believe they really want to solve anything, you know. They just want to be collect people's money from the black community and, live their life, whatever you call it. But they don't have any damn solutions to anything. You want to complain, bitch, and moan about everything, but they don't have any damn solutions to anything. Just like the politicians don't have any damn solutions to anything. You know, if you watch the news, listen to this, with all the protests going, what is the government, federal government, what are the state governments, city governments doing? They're offering the people crumbs, you know? Yeah, well, what will be in the chokehold? What about the other 1 million things that the police do wrong? Hey, and they do that many things wrong, not because they're all bad people, but because the laws are written, they can get away with doing this. And I said, most of their time is spent victimizing motorists, you know? That traffic pullovers have to stop, you know? I mean, it's insane. They're victimizing, and who gets victimized? Poor people, rich people, don't they have chauffeurs? The chauffeur will have to pay for the ticket or something like that, or he'll get the fines on his license, or his insurance will go up or something like that. But you, the average person, the way it is in the United States now and how it is in other countries, you get a ticket, you pay it three times over. You pay it for the ticket, which is overpriced, for the trivial fine, infraction you impose, then the insurance company raises your rates, and thirdly, I can't even think of it right now, but it doesn't matter, but you pay three times over for a traffic fine. You know, others added court fines too. The state adds on a surcharge to a ticket too. So you're getting the three-time whammy for an infraction, like you failed to put on your turn signal or something like that, which really didn't harm anybody, but the police harmed you by pulling you over and giving you the ticket, and the laws allowed the government to harm you three times over, you know? That's why the laws have to be changed, and the worst, and that's what cops waste their, they're getting paid a lot of money, and that's what they do in most of their time, really. They're on patrol to victimize people, you know, find somebody. And there's plenty of captains and police forces, you know. You can't bullshit me. I know what's going on there. That demand that their police force have to find guilty people. And if everybody's behaving, well, they have to go victimize somebody to make them look guilty. And the easiest people to pick on are the motorists and the kids walking the street. You know, what's this crap we heard last week? Two kids were stabbed by the police for jaywalking and wrestled to the ground and handcuffed and arrested for jaywalking? Come on. And I heard there wasn't even a sidewalk on the road. You know, unbelievable crap like that. You know? And this stuff has to end. We're all tired of this, you know? Government is public enemy number one. The laws are oppressive, beyond oppressive. And while I'm still on this with the laws, let me just give everybody a list, you know, of like here in America, how it started. I mean, I'm sure it started way before that, where I'm going to start, but I'll just give you a list from a starting point. It started, again, here, it started with the motor vehicles, where government started interfering in motor vehicle laws, laws that affect motor vehicles. And it started back, way back in the late 1950s, when America was the king of the auto industry in the world, and everybody loved American cars. They were works of art. They had these giant fins on the cars and rocket ships. And then all of a sudden, when the car sales were at their height and everybody in the world wanted American cars with big, gigantic fins and rocket ships on them made out of chrome, everybody in the world wanted these cars and loved these cars. And the government stepped in, and all of a sudden they made the first oppressive law that the car companies We're not allowed to make cars with attractive-looking fins anymore because one person got hurt, whether he stumbled and fell against the point on the end of the fin or whatever. And so the government decided to pretend they were protecting you from getting hurt. One person it happened to. And they forced the car companies to change their designs where you couldn't have points sticking out on fins, and they really weren't needle-like points. They had chrome around them and stuff like that, but somebody either got pushed hard into it or tripped and didn't catch himself and got hurt. So one stupid person ruins it for everything, but the government hopped in on this because this was their chance to oppress anybody, and first it was the auto industry with their might and power to pretend that they're doing something for somebody, and they weren't. They ruined the car industry for that, and that was the beginning of the downfall of the American car industry because it stifled creativity. And within a year or two, what was the American public left with? Shoeboxes. Completely squared out cars, no more curvy designs, and these cars weren't that popular anymore because they didn't have the attractive look, they didn't have the curves, they didn't have the style, they didn't have the class. They were basically shoeboxes with a top so you could sit and look out the windows. I mean, and this was caused by the American government, the dirty, no-good Democrats and Republicans. That's who we have to blame. These are the jerks you go out and vote for every presidential election. And, of course, they've rigged all the elections, and they told you, you can't vote for anybody else because we control the whole thing. And you buy into that because you don't have the guts to slam the door in their faces, you know? That's why, hey, I'm running for president again. I did in 2016 as a write-in candidate. If you go to my website, hey, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you will see that I'm bringing more to the table than all the other candidates together. Go check out their website. What are they bringing to the table? Nothing. You might love President Trump, but he don't know crap compared to what I know, and he isn't bringing that much. Anything he did, I can do better. Believe me, he thinks he's great at the economy. Well, I'll make it 10 times better than him. That's right, because I had the knowledge of how to create a new economy, a totally new economy based on other things besides Wall Street. And that's what the American people want. We want an economy that benefits the regular people, not the Wall Street business tycoons, you know? So let's talk a real conversation here. Yeah, I can improve the American economy better than anyone can because I've already invented the new economy. There's hundreds of new products to be manufactured, and we can do it right here in the United States. You know, it takes a man with the thinking abilities that I have to come up with something like that, and that's why I say I'm the most qualified candidate, but I'm doing it as a write-in candidate. You know, and that's the only candidate I can be because it doesn't cost any money to be a write-in candidate. You know, I did the whole website by myself. I came up with all the ideas. I figured out all the strategies. And if I'm capable of doing all that by myself, just imagine how much I'll be able to do when I have the whole government at my service and I can just give the orders, you know. President Trump isn't great at giving orders. He isn't great at picking people either. Believe me, there won't be no traitors in my government because I know how to pick people and I know how to weed them out. I'll know who's good and who's not. You know, I'll ask them the key questions. I'll quickly find out whose allegiance is to the New World Order, which I'm not, and whose allegiance is to the people. I mean, what more can I say? My website speaks for itself, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Check it out. Hey, if you think you know somebody better, has a better website than me, is bringing more to the table than me, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call in and talk to me about it. Try to convince me, okay? Hey, number's 888-627-6008. And of course, you have to dial a 1 before that if you're dialing from a landline. I know very few people have landlines today, but landlines are have an advantage over cell phones in certain ways. If you don't understand how they do, well, you need to do your own investigation, can I say. So, again, one more reminder. Hey, 40 minutes after this show is the most important thing happening today or early tomorrow morning, wherever you are at. It'll be 2:40 a.m., the mass meditation if you're on the East Coast. Hey, if it's you're on the West Coast, Pacific time, it'll be 11:40 p.m. And that's right, as I said before, hey, the summer solstice has happened already. You know, it happened, I don't know, 5 hours ago, something like that. And this was the longest day, or is the longest day of the year, more in the sense that there's more sunlight this day than any other day. Now we're going to slowly drift back to a little less sunlight every day. Some people like that. Some people don't like it. It's a matter of personal taste. And that's what freedom is all about. And, boy, you talk about freedom, this whole mask crap, there's nothing free about that. Here we have all the governors have turned into totalitarian dictators. Just when we thought we'd seen them all, no, there's more coming out now, insisting people wear masks, forcing people to wear masks. And, of course, mainstream media is lying about to you. Everything they say about the masks and the catching this COVID thing and the manipulation of the numbers, it's pure propaganda, over-manipulation, misinformation. And they introduce you to propaganda scientists, I call them. Yeah, they're all hired by the New World Order, just like the New World Order owns all mainstream media. And they never have on doctors that want to talk about the realities of masks are unhealthy to be wearing. Only people should be wearing masks that are ones that know they have the COVID and are coughing their brains out. Yeah, they should put on the mask out of respect for the other people. The rest of us that are not coughing or have any symptoms, why the hell are we being forced to wear masks? Well, I'll answer my own question there. You know, it's all about control, government control of people. They want to see how much they can get away with forcing you to do. And everybody's rolling over and playing dead, you know, too much. If you're a free thinker, you should have reasoned it out by now. These masks are illogical. I mean, especially if you want to have social distance, and we can understand, okay, maybe we should social distance for a while, but if you're complying with the social distance, what do you need the mask? Doesn't make any damn sense, does it? And real common sense is, unless you're coughing, nobody should be wearing a mask. And only the people that are, and that's what they originally said in the beginning. You know, they allowed a few doctors come on, but not no more. The only doctors they're going to interview are the ones willing to toe the party line or toe the New World Order line and say exactly what the teleprompter tells them to say, which is, oh, you better keep your mask on. What a bunch of, you know, we've caught them in their lies already, and they're still perpetuating their lies. And unfortunately, there's a large percentage of the population that believes what they hear on the TV, and they don't know how they're being manipulated on it. They're only being shown misinformation, and there's no real journalism left. You know, everything is edited to fit we could call it the party line, or we could call it the New World Order line, you know. And there's no real debate going on anywhere, you know. I mean, some of these things, I watch them because, hey, I'm running for president. I got to pay attention to what's happening in the world. But so I do watch the fake news to find out how bad they're lying, and they're just getting worse. You know, reputable mainstream media places that used to be reputable, like the BBC over in England there, they are worse than CNN now. They are so biased in their coverage. Everything in relation to President Trump is all anti-Trump, and they just interview people that don't like Trump. They don't never interview anyone that has anything positive to say about him. And the same thing with the COVID-19. They interview their favorite propaganda doctors. In fact, BBC, American World News, they interview this woman from Baltimore. I don't want to mention her name, but boy, is she a clapping seal. And even the woman that asked the questions for BBC asked questions in a way that they know that she's going to answer in the way they want to hear. What a pair of con artists, I'm telling you. And this woman is a clapping seal if there ever was a clapping seal. And she's a regular now on BBC American World News. And she's just telling us to wear the masks and stay home and blah, 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 and get tested and blah, blah, blah. And unbelievable. And while we're still talking about this whole scam about tracing, don't you dare even participate in that. Because it's a scam for the government to get more information on people, and they're planning, they have it in plan already that with the tracing thing, if they find a child in the home of somebody who has COVID in the home, they're going to take your child away from you. Can you believe this? This is the plan they have. It started in California. I don't know if they've actually enforced it yet, but they have that on the drawing board, and they've actually publicly made announcements. I don't know if it's Ventura County, but one of those counties right outside of Los Angeles, they are planning on doing this. And they have some, jerky person, butt-kisser, brown-nose, or robot, brain-dead fool talking up there. He has some authority to actually enforce this crap. And he's up there actually telling you on TV, on the main news, that they're going to go in the house and remove children, your children, against your will, if they decide that it's unsafe for your child. Never mind what you think. Government is going to decide what's best for your child. Can you believe this? If this isn't totalitarian 1984 takeover of everybody's freedom, I don't know what the hell is, but it's happening. Oh, yeah, back to the list. I got carried away there for a second. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You got something particular you want to talk about? Call up. The number is 888-627-6008. I can talk about anything because I pretty well want to know a bit about everything. But hey, call me up and surprise me. Tell me something I don't know. I wish somebody would do that because I'm always pleased when I can find out something new. But be sure you do your homework before you do that. What can I say? Besides the mask, bullshit has to stop. And it'll only stop when people stop rolling over and playing dead for an evil totalitarian government. And all governments around the world have turned to totalitarian evil governments. United Kingdom government, they're a totalitarian evil government now. France is a totalitarian government. Germany has got a totalitarian government, and the list goes on and on and on. They're all controlled by the New World Order. So anyhow, back to the list. It started with the government in the late 50s. They ordered the automobile companies, prohibited them from making attractive-looking cars that had rocket ships or tail fins on them. And it destroyed the American auto industry. But they weren't happy there. Even though Americans were forced to buy shoebox-shaped cars, that wasn't enough. They started making other laws to make further destroy the industry. little did they know, or maybe they were doing it intentionally. Maybe they were being paid bribe money to do it. But they started in with forcing the auto companies to do other things, putting other gadgets on the motors. You know, motors and cars in America used to be simple. You know, if you had two screwdrivers and a pair of pliers, you could fix almost anything on the road that broke. Seriously, maybe one wrench, combination 9/16 half-inch wrench, and you could pretty well fix just about anything that happened while you're on the road, do yourself repairs. As far as nowadays, you can't fix them. Something breaks, it's all electronic, and you have to get it towed, and that's expensive. So the government continued to harass people, harass the motorists. What else did they start? Oh, they started the, in the early 70s, they started the road check pullover points, where they would just stop traffic and pull over 20, 30 cars, and then they would just go on a fishing trip and trying to find something wrong to give out tickets. Isn't that nice to do that to motorists, you know? And what did they follow that up? Oh, more gadgets on your car to make the cost of the car go up. And all these things were destroying the auto in American auto industry, and that's how all the foreign companies got snuck in here and got it selling their cars cheaper to us. And then what was eventually they got around to the seat belts. I'm sure I missed a few things here. Yeah, the seatbelt laws. Oh, yeah, when they came in, forcing people to wear seatbelts. That is so oppressive and totalitarian. And they lied to you. They told you it was for you. And then shortly after people were wearing seatbelts, the truth came out that people were getting harmed by the seatbelts. You know, they were getting practically strangled around their neck by them and this and that. And it's oppressive. It's destructive of your health. You know, this is probably all planned. When you're wearing a seatbelt, you have something pressing against your chest. You know, doctors wouldn't know this stuff because they're ignorant. They go to med school. All they learn is pharmaceutical medicine. But self-taught people like myself, we know what the real story is with the human body. Half your life force is your breath. So when you have something that you're forced to wear that's pushing up against your chest, it's slowing your breathing down. It's depriving you of oxygen. That was just beginning the beginning step of destroying your health, you know. And the airbags were another problem. Yeah, we were told it was to help save us. Okay, it might help if you're you know, a brain dead invalid or something riding in a car. Maybe you need an airbag in front of you. But unless you're really that unattentive, you don't need an airbag. Airbag is going to harm you if it goes off accidentally. And truthfully, the technology says somebody could push a button and they could ignite all the airbags at the same time. Did anybody ever think of that? Well, it just might happen in the near future, so just be careful. I don't feel safe in a car with airbags, you know, because I always have to be aware that thing could pop in my face when I'm driving. You know, I'd prefer a car without airbags. I prefer a car without seatbelts, you know. And I'll be frank. When I'm out there, I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because I'm concerned about my health. If I see a cop come by, I'll put a gun. And you're not going to catch me, coppers, because I'll spot you before you spot me. And unfortunately, we have to play this game of cat and mouse every day, you know. But this is what used to be America, land of the free. It's not no more. It's become a totalitarian dictatorship by totalitarian government people who force, impose all these restrictive laws on us that are destroying, are all in violation of the First Amendment, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you know. It's all in violation of that, all of these things, except there's no lawyers out there with the guts to go challenge this in court. It could be easy. You challenge them. One, I'm not a lawyer, but I know common sense, and I know that these are all in violation of the First Amendment, and nobody can prove otherwise. I mean, they try to, and they can fakely prove or get a judge to agree with their oppressive defense of oppressive laws. They do that all the time. You know, when you go to court, don't expect to get justice. Hey, I wrote a song about it, Ain't No Justice. It's out there on YouTube.com. You know, go search it. It says it all. Ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. You know, I thought the video was pretty interesting, too. But you decide for yourself. It's a music video out there on YouTube called Ain't No Justice. You better write by Tom Edison. That's me after it, because there's a lot of songs that got the same name. But if you write key in the words, Ain't No Justice, and then after that, write by Tom, T-O-M, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, then the correct video will come up. And in case people didn't know, that's the one thing you can't copyright, the name of a song. There can be 1,000 songs with the same name. That's the way it works. If you know the copyright laws, you know that. Then I've got another song that says it all about, you know, the situation. I call it The Common Man. It's out there. It's a music video out there on YouTube.com now. Just key in the words, The Common Man. And then put in, if that doesn't come up right away, put in by Tom Edison after it, and the machine will take you to my music video. It's a song, basically, for listening to the words. It says it all. You know, it talks about all the crap going on and what's being perpetrated against us. I've got fun songs out there, too. Hey, I got 17 videos, and I got a right to be bragging about that. I've got 17 music videos out on YouTube.com, and check them out. I got the world's best documentary, rock and roll documentary. I claim it's the best. You know of a better one? Mine's more entertaining than any rock and roll documentary ever put out there. It's called Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's important you spell it the right way. Otherwise, you'll get all these other fantasy videos that the machine will pop up for you. But it's out there, 29-minute rock and roll documentary. I claim it's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there. Hey, if you know of a better one, call up and tell me, hey, you're wrong, I know of a better one, and I'll check it out myself and see if you're talking the truth or not. But I don't believe there is, you know. And that's why I have a right to claim it's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there to the public. Hey, it's free to watch, too. What the hell you want for nothing? But it's out there. It's the purpose. Why is it out there? To entertain you. It's educational, too. You learn about all these things. Many of the people in the rock and roll industry that didn't get the big airplay or the big contracts, but they're just as talented. And what else can I say? Check it out. You know? What can I say? I've already said it. That's what I can say. You know, it's funny, when you listen to the news, anybody's news, they're always talking about the FDA, you know, and the CDC, both crooked organizations, rubber stamp organizations for the government or the New World Order. And they both had their feet in the door on this one. And, you know, and what people don't realize, you know, they try to say, well, FDA approved. That doesn't mean crap. It doesn't. Because the FDA doesn't do any testing of their own. So what good is their opinion? They're a rubber stamp organization, you know. They'll say it's okay if you bribe them, or they'll say it's okay if you present fake evidence. In fact, one of the most famous stories about the FDA is a product that's in a lot of foods out there. Again, foods are being contaminated on purpose with all the other bad things that being done to weaken you and destroy your health. That's when, and the purpose of that, so when they put out something like COVID-19, which has been dumped out there on purpose, those who don't have good immune systems, because they've been destroyed by the food, the unhealthy food, the unhealthy water contaminated with fluoride and chlorine products, and the tap water, if you drink tap water, you're out of your friggin' mind because you're slowly poisoning yourself. And the governments are still trying to force towns to put fluoridate their water, and that destroys your pineal gland inside your brain. That's your spiritual connection, because the dark side doesn't want you to be spiritually connected to God and all the real good entities out there. They want to control you and keep you in their hell, you know, and trick you into believing that this is how it should be. Well, they've created a hell on earth already, and but they're not happy. They want to create more hell on earth because they're hell-bent on it. Like I say, devils are hell-bent on hell. You know, it's not just the devil. The devil's just one of the creatures out there. There's all these dark forces. Some of them are worse than the devil. That's how bad these dark forces are. Yeah, there's the baby eaters. Hey, I don't even want to talk about it, but you can look it up, adrenochrome. You know, these blood-drinking Satanists, many of the people in Hollywood belong to that lot, where they kill young babies and they drink their blood. And, you know, I think famous people are part of this satanic order. You know, religious people are part of this satanic order, you know. I'll tell you one thing, if you ever caught that picture of the sculpture in the Vatican there, that stands behind the Pope when he's at his pulpit. If that don't look satanic, I don't know what the hell does. Check it out. Go search it. You'll see. Statue in the Vatican. I mean, it looks like some of a picture out of hell. And what's that doing in the church, huh? And, of course, nobody asked the question, why does the Pope wear a beanie with an antenna on the top? I think some of the cardinals also, too. I mean, really, if that isn't talking about mind control, I don't know what is. I mean, really, how obvious can it be? I mean, anybody knows anything about God, God doesn't need an antenna on your head to talk to you. Really? The people that do need the antenna on your head to mind control you are the dark side, the bad guys, the New World Order. You know, the dark aliens that are here. There's a great video out there called The Archons. Check it out. And you'll find out about how even people 3,600 years ago were writing down on scrolls. They knew about the Archons back then, that these evil groups were manipulating and mind-controlling society 3,600 years ago. Of course, it goes way back before that. But there are historical scrolls called the Nag Hammadi, scrolls, I think, discovered in a town called Nag Hammadi, Egypt, back in 1945. Look it up, and the scrolls talk about the Archons. And then somebody put that into a video called The Archons. I think there's several of them called The Archons, but I think the one I'm talking about is about 37 minutes long. Check it out on YouTube, and you'll find out what people knew 3,600 years ago. And over time, it got forgotten, but we need to remind ourselves of this because all these demons are out now in full force, and they're manipulating and mind-controlling as many people as possible. I've told you, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Hey, I'm a science fiction fan, and one of the best science fiction movies to make you aware of how much of the world can be controlled by an alien force. And part of the New World Order are dark alien beings, Archons, etc., Anunnaki. You got to check, look for this movie out there on YouTube. I think they just took it down off YouTube because maybe because I was talking about it. They don't want people thinking, because this movie will get you to think. It's a British movie from 1957 called Quatermass Q. That's spelled Quaternass 2. Subtitled Enemy from Space. Quatermass 2. Look for it out there. I'm sure you can at least buy it. I think it was produced by Hammer Pictures, maybe. But regardless, it's a 1957 science fiction movie, and it's so well done, and it shows you to what extent mind control can take over all the key people in a society. In that movie, they're taking care of, these aliens have taken control of the minds of all the key people in government, all the local police people, et cetera, et cetera. And it quite resembles what we have today, you know? All the authoritative structures that have rule over us, one way or another, have been taken over. I mean, just look at how it's being dealt with today, you know? Governments are more oppressive than they ever were. And the police are out of control, you know? And this slowly, you know, slowly but surely, they were gaining power on us. Let me see, what else did I leave out on that, what the government was doing, destroying the car industry? In relation to that, you know, America was really had freedom in far back as in the 1950s. And in the 1960s, The departments of transportation started taking away the freedoms you had in driving. They started putting dividers in highways so you had to ride a mile to 10 miles out of your way to make a U-turn. Yeah, great for who? Yeah. And they claimed, oh, it's for your safety, you know, yeah, whatever. Meanwhile, originally you could make turns at any intersection, you know? And so a few people got killed. Hey, if you're worried about getting killed, don't try. It's simple. But nobody else was really complaining about it. And we had freedom to make turns at any corners, any which way, whatever. And we weren't being totally harassed by the police, hiding at every intersection or behind billboards like they do nowadays. And they just kept restricting motorist movement, you know, taking away more of your rights. And then they kept building highways that all ended up in bottlenecks to make you suffer while waiting in traffic jams. Yeah, traffic jams are all caused on purpose by bad highway planning, on purpose to make you suffer. And because that causes anguish, that destroys your health. And yeah, that's the other thing I left out. And all this has been building up to where we are now. Who do we have to blame? Government. Who do we have to blame from behind the scenes? The world controllers. And who do we have to blame for controlling the world controllers? The Archons, the bad extraterrestrials from other worlds who came here to conquer Earth. And they did conquer it, and they're still controlling it to some degree. Well, anyhow, we want to end that. There's this thing planned by the Galactic Federation called The Event. It's coming up soon. As soon as we bring more light into the world and the mass meditation tonight, 40 minutes after this show, will help us get there. The more light we bring in, when the light gets bright enough to shine on the darkness wherever it's hiding, the darkness will be dissipated. And then the Galactic Federation, the real police of the galaxy, will land and physically take away all this scum and dirt bags that are ruining our world, all the evil creatures, all the bloodsuckers. Yeah. So the best way, if you haven't done a mass meditation, or go to Twitter, you can go on Twitter, whether you belong to it or not, and visit the site at Sisterhood Rose, spelled just like it sounds. You know, you may key in that symbol for at, you know, the A with the circle around it. So go on Twitter, at Sisterhood Rose, and then just scroll down one or two spots, and you'll find the information on tonight's mass meditation. Or you can go to at Cobra Info number one, like Cobrainfo 1. We're talking about the numeral one. Cobra Info 1 at CobraInfo1 or at Sisterhood Rose, and then you'll find about how to participate in this mass meditation that's going to happen in about 40 minutes. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the show, and this was a call-in radio show. Hey, if you didn't call, I guess you weren't in the mood. Whatever. I'm going to do the countdown, and as I end all my shows, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And do you want to see what Partying Kind looks at? Watch my music video on YouTube.com. Be sure to spell it correctly. Are you the partying? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are you the partying kind? And you put that in the information search bar, and the video will pop up, and play it. And you'll see what the partying kind looks like. And then you can decide for yourself, are you the partying kind? And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. The video for that is on, music video for that's on YouTube.com too. I Got to Be Somebody. And there's other songs with the same title, so you might have to put in by Tom Edison, and then it'll take you right there. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, and take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, don't in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.